Hi there, this is Susan Rosario right here on Faith Walk Stories, and today's Faith Walk Story is this. Ready? Faithless moments. Yep, faithless moments, we all get them. But I'm here to tell you, learning how to overcome frequent faithless moments caused by fear and anxiety only makes your patience just explode to a level of no return, right? So here it is, you guys, right off the bat, trusting and believing every day helps you develop stronger faith in God and yourself. Got it? Quick note, whatever transpires at any given moment in your life, remain cool, unbothered, let it roll off your back. You know, haven't you heard the old saying, never let them see you sweat? Same applies here, never let your emotions get in the way of having a sound mind. Right? Got to throw in a scripture here, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Don't remember anything today, remember this, sound mind. Got to have that. You got it? Another thought to consider along with keeping a sound mind, you guys, is when you live on your personal faith walk journey with Christ, you are always preoccupied with the positive instead of what could go wrong. You know what I mean? We all have that, and we call it a negative person. Make sense? So I always tell people this, faith is an action, not an emotion. Faith is not about what you feel like doing. When you feel like praying, when you feel like forgiving others who hurt you, when you feel like being happy, when you feel like being holy, when you feel like being nice and respectful to other people. Here's another one. When you feel like trusting and believing in God is spiritual suicide, in my opinion. So it's not about what you feel like doing and saying. Why? Because it gets you absolutely nowhere but on the sidelines looking at everybody else get their stuff in life. It's like, why do they seem like they're getting blessed and their hopes and dreams are manifesting? And why does it seem like, you know, the Lord just hasn't saw fit to let me have my stuff? Well, sometimes he knows that stuff and those situations and those things you're praying for may not be best for you. So he tries to work on you so that when the bag of goods do come in, he can trust your heart and he can trust your mind. Trust your heart to feel the right thing and trust your mind to think pure thoughts. Got it? Okay, so if you're trying to get to the promised land here flowing with opportunity, practice physically doing something about what you want to see happen in your life. Remember, you can't feel like doing something. You have to do it. Okay, so as a result of faithless moments, you do that, it turns into a stronger faith walk with Christ. I got to leave you with James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You got it? All right, thank you for listening to Faith Walk Stories today. This is Susan Rosario signing off. Always remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, he left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see him through the eyes of your faith.